Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. What is good, beautiful people? Welcome back to Wake Up With Love. Time to strap in those seatbelts because you are on the love boat and we are taking off for a 20-minute travel through the deep waters of the heart and the purpose of your breath for the reason for your being here. And so on the Wake Up With Love show, I promise we're going to go deep, we're going to go fast, and I'm going to bring you back better than I found you, right? So let's say a prayer as we go out to open waters and get way past the shallows of the modern world and back into the deep space in which the divine is waiting to reconvene with us, to remember us, to raise our energy, our frequency, our clarity, our understanding. Oh, deep and gracious God, that which watches over us, I pray that you be here on this voyage, on this journey. Please bring us insight, bring us clarity, bring us love, bring us joy, bring us connection, bring us deeper understanding onto why and how you want to use us today in the fulfillment of your plan upon this earth. May it be so. So today we're going to talk about what is so, y'all. This is such a powerful, powerful conversation because most people are walking around without a what so. And the difficulty of that scenario is without the current location, you cannot map to wherever you want to go. You open up GPS right now. You open up a map right now. You can point to any area you want to go. But if you don't know where you are, it's never going to be able to draw the lines, right? It won't be able to draw the map in. So it was so funny. The other day I'm doing a puzzle with my daughter, and she's trying to start from the beginning, and she keeps getting blocked, and she's getting really frustrated. And I was like, baby, listen, take a deep breath. There's actually only two points that matter here, where you are and where you're going. But if you already know where you want to get to, and you know where you are, then all you have to do is start from where you want to get to and backtrack to where you are and connect the dots. And then you'll understand clearly the track in which you want to follow, right? So, but without those two A and B points, it gets very confusing. And can you believe how many of us have a deep level of confusion around questions like, why did God send you? God could have made us all the same, but like the snowflake, like the tree leaf, like the fruit, he made every single one of us a little different. Why? And if we don't understand that question, how could we live from it? Y'all, there's certain questions that cannot stay unanswered. They must be answered. And if they're not answered, they must have a placeholder and an understanding that there's no peace until there's progress on clarification on certain things. So the second one is God in the center of your life? And when God is in the center, how does your life function? Like, how do you know that God is in the center? So that under no circumstances will you remove God from the center for anything. Because we know that if God is not in the center, there's no winning. There will be no fruits of the Spirit. Even in heart, a lot of people with God in the center experience more joy when the world thinks they're losing than the people that the world thinks are winning, that they have all the cars, they have all the money, they have all the accolades, they have all the awards, and they have no fruits of the Spirit, no peace, no joy. No connection, no love. So I want to invite you today to what so is this beautiful state of just being honest of where you are now, what you're currently up to, the triumphs and the hardships of that reality, and then a clear state of where God is showing you to go next that I want you to take right now. As we're going to go to the land of true authenticity. In the true authenticity, there is total intimacy. As John and I spoke of a couple Saturdays back with John the professor, intimacy is the courage to allow people to see into you, into me, you see, intimacy. Now, I believe that intimacy is not vulnerability. I actually personally don't believe in vulnerability. I believe the place in me where God lives, you can't touch it. It's not vulnerable to anything. And only when I leave that space, disconnect from that space, do I become vulnerable to the powers of the world. When I allow division to happen internally, then I become vulnerable to external threats. But when I am in the gushy, safe place of the God's hand on my life, touch me. What can be against me if God is with me? Right? So the reason I share that is we are all playing a game right now. And I want you to take a deep breath to explore truth with me. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to agree with me. But explore it with me like a child would. Like, oh, that's interesting. Let me get curious on what love is talking about, right? And so the invitation is you are playing a game right now. And the game you're playing, you are winning at it. Playing a game and you are winning at it. Now, the situation is that the game you're playing, you probably created when you were about 5 years old. Now, at 5 years old, you had total access to the control room of your body, spirit, and mind. You were in the Nassau Center that controls everything. And so when you created this game, you created it with full alignment, full integrity, full, like, total, like, you were all about it. It was the best way you were going to get out of a horrible situation or an unpleasant situation, or you were going to protect yourself, or you were going to get something that you needed that the world wasn't giving you. So you created a game to get it or to protect yourself, right? And you're still playing that game today. There are 80-year-olds playing the game that a 5-year-old created. Now, the difference is that when we were 5 years old, we had full access to the control room, but little understanding of how the world works. And now, as adults, it can be a complete flip. Now we have great understanding on the sicknesses of how the world works, but we have little access to the control room. Meaning a 5-year-old can say, I'm never going to be like my mother or father, and the 80-year-old self is still being nothing like their mother or father because they were in the control room when they made that decision. Now the adult, the 80-year-old, can say, I'm never going to drink again, and then 5 minutes in the morning, they have a drink in their hand. They can say, I'm never going to smoke again, and then 10 minutes later, they have a cigarette in their hand. I'm never going to talk to that person again. And 5 minutes later, they're calling that person, right? And it's because they have a deeper understanding but a lack of access to the control room where they can actually create that as their reality. So we're playing a game that was created before we had understanding. And the reason this is so important is because I need you and I need me and we need us to understand the game we're playing. And if we're not enjoying the accolades, the what that game is creating in our life, we have to change the game. Clarity first, y'all. It is the center point. It is the jumping board. It is the launch pad of a new reality. But people just want to put another game on top of the old game. But it doesn't ever work. The old game has the stamp of our integral self at the helm of it. And the child in us still thinks it needs to play that game. And a lot of times when a human being doesn't feel like there's a righteous way to get their needs met, they go subversive, y'all. They go manipulative. Like for me as a young boy, I was uber generous. Then I decided that generosity doesn't work because the world, God's world is give and receive. The world's game is take and hoard, right? So all of a sudden I was seeing my giving going into taking and hoarding and nothing was coming back to me. So I thought, I didn't realize that there's always giving and receiving. I just have to be among the right community of people that are playing the righteous game. And then they're always monitoring reciprocity. But in the world that man created, they take and they hoard. So, and then they make it believe that when they hoard enough, they're going to be able to buy peace. They're going to be able to buy joy. They're going to be able to buy connection. They're going to be able to buy healing. They're going to be able to buy entry into heaven, right? And they learn very quickly it's not so. So, back to you. You've got to get clear on the manipulative game you're most likely playing. Because if you don't like the results, you're mostly not playing a righteous game. A moment of a deep breath brings you peace. A moment of service brings you joy. The moment you play a righteous game, the moment the fruits start expanding upon your life, it doesn't take long. It happens immediately. So if you're not experiencing the fruits of the Spirit, it means you're not playing a righteous game. And so you've got to be honest with yourself of the game that you're playing, y'all. And that's what's so. For the longest time, I've been playing the game, please love me. I recently was told, and when you don't give me your love, I'm going to manipulate the situation to try to get the love out of you. I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to get intense with you. I'm going to beg you. I'm going to try to do all these things to say, please just love me, see me, right? That was a manipulative game I was showing. And then God said, that's not the game worth playing, love. They can't love you, only I can. The way you want to be loved is between you and me. It's not between you and human. Humans have been taught to manipulate and play games and to protect ourselves and to do all these subversive things. And it doesn't make us bad people. It makes us human, y'all. We were raised by a misunderstanding. And that's why we get to walk each other home, back to healing, back to a righteous game. But I pray for you. Please ask yourself this week, what game am I actually playing? What are the rules of the game? What is the game? What does winning look like? And why am I enjoying it? What am I trying to get out of it? It allows me to keep playing a game that doesn't feel good. And the second thing is, what is unique about me? What can I bring to the world that only I can bring? Don't worry about if the world wants it. Don't worry about if it's valuable. Trust me, you were born into value. You are one of a kind. You are a miracle in motion, and you have something precious. The first thing is, what is that thing you're carrying, and what is the divine asking you to do in your precious time here? From that point, we can go deeper. So now I would like to turn the boat around and start heading back to the dock to return you to your life with these two questions and my one peaceful, total encompassed prayer for you on this return journey is, please understand that the games, blame, and shame are tools of the misunderstanding. Passion, understanding, and space for grace is the tools of the healing, is the tools of God. And they work together. When you feel blame, compassion. When you feel shame, understanding. And when you feel games being played, find space for grace. Take a deep breath and realize that all of us are doing the best we can with who we currently are. And only when we remember who we truly are will we be able to do things differently. And that's the journey we're taking every day, without rush and without pause, back home to ourselves, where God is waiting to give us the next instructions. I hope my voice, my prayer, the Love Boat, gave you a little bit more of you today. And if it didn't, call me out and say, Love, I didn't get it, and I'll work harder. Not harder, please excuse me. See, you see how there is no working harder. I'll go deeper next time. Okay? I'll bring more of me to the party next time. But I promise you in these words, there's something for you if you're listening, and I hope you received it. With all the love in my heart, spirit, and soul, I wish you the most beautiful day, and may all your efforts be plentiful. Be well, y'all. Bye for now. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.